All right, as you're heading back to your seats, invite the children to come forward for this morning's children's time.
Good to see everybody. How's it going? Everybody doing well? Nice. Good to see you. Okay, I have a question. Hey, Stanley. How you doing, bud? Okay, I have a question. If I were to go to your house and, like, let's say I just went in your house, didn't know, like, anything about your house, how could I tell it is your room if I came to your room? Like, if I went in and I, like, how could I tell it was your room? Okay, Catherine. You have your name on your door. Okay, that's a dead giveaway right there. Oh, neat. You hang up a lot of your artwork from church? Ooh, I love that. Ooh, nice. Cool. Paper plate peace sign. I love that. Okay, anybody else? Okay, Levi, how could I tell it's your room? Because it would be messy. But I, okay, anything else, like a little more positive? No? Do you have a keyboard in your room, maybe? A keyboard? No? Because you play the piano? Any sheet music? No, not yet. Messy. Okay, messy. Blaze, how could I tell it's your room? Because of so much gaming stuff, you're a big gamer? Okay. Autumn, you have a lot of stuffies? I think I knew that you like stuffies. Cool. So there's definitely a way that if I went in your house, I could kind of say, okay, this is Levi's room. This is Blaze's room. Everybody, we kind of decorate, like, it's kind of an extension of our personality and our interests, right? Okay, wait, let me move on because we've got, when Jesus appeared to the disciples after he resurrected, how do you think people could tell it was Jesus? Yes, because he had scars on his hands and his side, right? And he showed them, right? So they had that to see. So there was definitely a way that they could see. Now, with us every day, how can we tell if somebody is a follower of Jesus? How can you tell that someone follows Jesus? Quinn? If they go to church, love that. Autumn? You see them praying? Okay. August? Oh, Levi? They carry a Bible. That's a good clue. Good. And even if we don't see them praying or carrying their Bible or see them at church, maybe sometimes the attitude a person has towards others, someone who follows Jesus might be like, what, super happy, excited, energetic, super kind, right? As Christians, we kind of identify with helping others a lot who may have less than us. So not only can we identify each other based on, like, material things like plates and stuff that we've made at church, but also just our attitude towards others, right? So together we are all trying to do God's work, right? Okay. I am going to give each one of you an Ollie Band-Aid for just in memory of this children's message. And raise your hand if you know who Ollie is. Does anybody know who Ollie the Owl is? Stanley. Yeah, Stanley, you know. Just so you know, so Pastor JJ and I teach chapel every week at my friend's house. And we always refer to, what's that, Stanley? Yeah, he tells stories about Jesus, right? So everybody gets an Ollie Band-Aid today. I think I'll give it to you at the back. Okay, let's say a prayer. Dear God, thank you so much for being in our lives, for sending your son Jesus to show us how to be kind and loving and draw closer to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, let's meet Miss Audie and Miss Jean at the back.